Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Is your neck still sore, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Mine too. Ugh.
But you worked out.
Yeah, I did.
What's my reason?
No, my neck stays sore.
Yeah.
All the time. And I think a lot of it has to do with looking down at your computer and looking down at your phone all the time. I have a friend who's a chiropractor. And he told me that one a long time ago. He said, if you can, put your computer up on a thing that makes it eye level if you work on your computer all the time. Because when your neck's constantly bent, it causes those muscles back there to get tightened and overworked.
Does he work around here?
Yeah.
Okay. Might get his number.
Didn't you used to call chiropractors witch doctors?
Yes. I still do.
Yeah.
No,
but not you.
I didn't.
Is he cute? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. not that matters. just curious.
But I told him one time I was going to play a practical joke on him for his birthday. His name is Dr. White. And so that's on his sign out there. And I told him I was going to go and in the middle of the night for his birthday as a prank, make it say something that was kind of racist sounding, like White's Only Chiropractic or something like that. It's called White's Chiropractic.
It's going to mess with your business.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. He's like, all my clients just canceled.
Have you let him work on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to work on me too.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't know it yet.
Yeah. But you know, the reputable ones won't give you an adjustment when you've been out on the boat drinking all day. So he never would do that. No matter how much I asked, he wouldn't do it.
He's like, help me. How many times do I have to tell you?
I saw a chiropractor working on a giraffe the other day on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a big thing now, isn't it? You said animal chiropractors.
I've seen the dogs, but I've never seen the giraffe. He was up on a ladder and grabbed the giraffe by the head. And he was like, well, I got my work cut out for him. He's like, clack,
clack. Well, could you imagine how bad the giraffe's neck hurts?
It's working all day.
Yeah.
But why would they need that? I mean, we went centuries of giraffes without them having to get adjustments.
Maybe,
and get their necks popped and stuff.
Maybe they were sad. They were hurting.
He was like, you can tell he likes it. I'm like, no. Does he tell you? He's just like, doesn't look like he likes it.
He's like, you're joking.
It's like, how long is this gonna take? Well, yeah, it's a pretty long neck here, sir.
Yeah. What day is today? Tuesday? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's probably gonna be more than one visit.
Oh, I love that a giraffe. Neck.
Crazy.
That's Jody's favorite animal. Same. My wife. It's my wife's favorite animal.
Oh, my God. I knew we were like soulmates.
Her whole office at home is decorated in giraffe print and giraffe paintings and things like that. Not like safari-looking paintings, but like...
cutesy.
Yeah.
Fancy giraffes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Girly giraffes.
I'm not crazy about giraffes. I don't think they're that cute. No.
Oh, I think they're so sweet.
That big neck.
What did they ever do to you?
You ever seen them fight? How they fight each other?
Yeah. It's kind of... scary.
With the up headbutt that they do?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why they need to go see the chiropractor. Fight with that.
All that fighting out there.
Yeah.
So yesterday on the show, we got into a discussion about cool nicknames for guys, and somehow ended up on a conversation about my relatives from back home in Louisiana that Riggins always enjoys and kind of, you know, hurtfully refers to as redneck. So that's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
My name is TJ, and I love a creative nickname. I really do. I love them.
Love
a creative nickname. So we got on a conversation about men's nicknames yesterday, about men who are, you know, called by animal names. And it ended up in a conversation about my relatives back home in Louisiana, and people seemed to think it was funny. So here you go. Today's In Case You Missed It replay.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
My name is TJ, and I love a creative nickname. I really do. I love them.
Love
a creative nickname. So we got on a conversation about men's nicknames yesterday, about men who are, you know, called by animal names. And it ended up in a conversation about my relatives back home in Louisiana, and people seemed to think it was funny. So here you go. Today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
My wife is that way about Lainey Wilson, the country singer. Mm-hmm. She loves her. Everything about her. All the way down to the fact that she's from Louisiana, like we are. Mm-hmm. So it's so much, she's so much on guard with people, and nobody ever says anything negative about Lainey Wilson. Everybody, it's kind of like Dolly Parton. Nobody says anything negative about Dolly Parton. You never hear anybody railing on Lainey Wilson. But if somebody goes to say something, like, I'm not a huge fan of today's country music that much, but if I say, you know, Lainey Wilson, she's like just on the edge of the seat, like, I wish you would say something.
Yeah, what you gonna say?
Yeah. But she's in the, Lainey Wilson is, you know, all over the celebrity gossips and all now because she got engaged. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like a rapper, she was out showing how big her ring is, you know, how big her diamond is in her engagement ring. But her fiance's name is Duck.
I was going to say, is it Truck? Is Duck.
Duck. That's Duck.
What it is. Like actually spelled like.
Okay. Which, you know, got me to thinking, how many animals are good nicknames? Like, how often do you hear somebody with an animal nickname? Like, I went to school with a guy named Snake.
That's a good one.
You know,
and it is a nickname, not his.
Right, it wasn't his real name. Okay. Yeah,
because now,
and if you're listening, you're going, well, of course, Lindsay, that's a dumb quote, but she's going from the history of my being from Louisiana, and there are people who have names like Tater on their birth certificate, things like that. So.
And the new trendy name is Bear, B-E-A-R. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know.
Bear. Yeah. Bear's right, cool. After the Bear show, on the TV show, yeah. So Bear is a good one. Coyote is a good one. You hear a guy's name Coyote.
Yeah.
Coyote Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm lying. No.
No. Tiger.
Dog.
Dog, great one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Daddy.
Williams. Cat Daddy. Cat Thomas. Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. that low life.
Yeah.
What other animal?
Dolph. Like for dolphin?
Dolph.
Young Dolph.
Dolph.
If you got any of these, send us a DM if you've heard of animal nicknames or somebody that you know actually has the nickname that we haven't said yet. What else is
What about
it?
Beaver? Is that a good one?
Beaver. Yeah, my cousin's name was Beaver.
You had a cousin named Beaver?
Yeah, I've told you about Harold and Beaver growing up.
Harold and Beaver? That's a show.
Yeah, yeah. They were the ones that would ride the hog. They'd say, y'all come on out and watch Harold and Beaver ride these hogs. It's crazy when they were little.
You had a cousin named Beaver that was riding hogs?
Yeah.
Oh, hog cow. Might be a good nickname, too.
Yeah, that's...
Hog.
Come on, hog.
Or hoss.
Wow.
I've told you a million times about Cousin Beaver.
I've never heard of Cousin Beaver.
He rode pigs, like in competitions and stuff.
I'm no, just for fun. Like, just for fun. Like just, ride just get a out pig? There, just something to do. Yes. At least they was outside.
I mean, I guess
you can't ride a pig on a cell phone with your face stuck in a video game.
That's true.
That poor pig.
Well, they were little kids.
Yeah, little kids.
Yeah, big pigs.
Big pig.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So this is kind of wild. So I started a Facebook page when I was going into college because that's what everybody was doing. It was 2005, and that's when Facebook kind of became a thing. And it was like, oh, you got to sign in with your college email address. And, you know, I did all that. And I have had the same Facebook account forever. So I've added 5,000 friends, and I think I'm at my max. So I've had the same friends since I started my Facebook page. And a lot of those people are listeners of the show. And I don't know most of the listeners personally. I just know them through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Well, I have one Facebook friend. I've never met her. She, I think, is in her late 30s. She's got a couple of kids, and she's had a rough romantic journey. She's been married. She's dated a lot of people. And now she's dating a guy that looks pretty rough and tumble. And I just see her updates pop up, you know, once a month. And I go, oh, look, she's dating somebody new. This is a meme she posted on her Facebook page this week. He might be a felon, but he's the reason I fell in love.
Oh, felon fell in love. Huh.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, that's funny. And I click on him, and it turns out he actually is a felon.
Oh.
He's had some
I'm not laughing.
Run-ins with the law. No, I think it's meant to be funny.
And then I was like, well, it's not funny now.
I think it is still funny.
Is he in the penitentiary system now, or is he an ex-con?
He's an ex-con, I guess. Right. He's out of prison. Yeah. Yeah, and they're dating, and they seem to be super happy. But she's got a good sense of humor. I mean, he might be a felon, but he's the reason I fell in love. Mm-hmm. I think she can have a sense of humor about it. But
yeah, I can't. I would never want anyone to know. Would y'all? Never.
If it's a white collar crime and they're a felon, I don't know that I'd have that as much of a problem with it.
Yeah. Martha Stewart's a felon.
Yeah, and I don't like Martha Stewart.
Yeah. Why? She's so sweet and and warm.
Yeah.
Inviting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I have.
I'm not saying I don't like all felons. I think I'd be embarrassed though to say that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Given your dad's in law enforcement.
Well, and just I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
That's yeah. Fair. I don't want to. I mean. You know.
Yeah. You. Most of the time, you figure that traditionally you would look for someone who doesn't have criminal record.
Yeah. Am I being super judgy?
No. You want what you want. I mean, like, I wouldn't be married to Jody if she'd have been a felon whenever I met her. If she'd just been fresh out of penitentiary.
Right.
You wouldn't have?
No.
No.
No, man.
Even if it was for tax evasion or, you know, some financial crime?
Well, then, yeah, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
She didn't stab anybody with a broken beer bottle or anything.
Yeah, maybe it depends on what they do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. You're right, Riggins. I'd be all right with that. But does this guy look like a white-collar criminal? I mean, you're the only one that's seen him.
Fabulous question, TJ. He does not look like
he was, you know, did a big art heist or something.
No, he wasn't running with a Bernie Madoff and his buddies. No, I don't think so. I think this is more of a smash and grab.
Not an art forgery.
I almost think smash and grab is worse than an art thief.
Well, yeah.
Art thief is usually the high-profile white-collar criminals like you're doing.
Kind of classy.
You know, yeah, a heist, sort of a heist.
At least you're smart. I mean, if you're just grabbing some gum and running, you know.
What's your boyfriend's name? I was nicknamed Smash and Grab.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
We always have certain types of fruit in my house all the time. I mean, we're not, you know, go to the farmer's market and always have fresh papaya and things like that. You know, we always may have a couple of apples, always have clementines or something like that, like a cutie or something. Always have, as my wife calls them, avocados. We always have avocados and bananas. We always have bananas. Do y'all always have bananas in your house?
Yes. No. We have a whole fruit stand at my house. Yeah.
Kids usually like bananas.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My kids like all fruit. Yeah.
Mine get rotten before I can eat them.
Yeah. It's because they take after their owner.
Maybe.
But in New Hampshire, well, first of all, you have to imagine yourself being in New Hampshire for a second, Lindsay. Not that that would ever happen. But say you're at the grocery store and you go to get bananas. Mm-hmm. And somebody says, well, wait a minute. Wait, what is that? And you look and it is what is called an ornate cat-eyed snake. Mm. Described as mildly venomous. It's mildly venomous. It's native to Ecuador. Well, they found that snake in a box of bananas that had been shipped from Ecuador in the grocery store. They found it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Terrifying. I would never eat another banana. I'm not being dramatic.
Would you not eat it, or would you never reach your hand into a big bunch of them to pick out the bananas that you wanted? Because that's where the snake would have been in the box.
Yeah,
right. But in my head, every banana has now touched a snake, or a snake has touched a banana. In my head, I'm not. it slithered on my banana.
Yeah, that'd be scary, I think.
Oh, it's disgusting. Yes. That's why I don't eat those bag salads, because so many stories come out of like frogs being in there, and I hate frogs. So people opening salads and a whole live frog has been in there.
When we were in Chicago in that fancy restaurant, and that girl that was with us, worked with us, found that big beetle in the salad.
Yeah.
At the end of her salad, she ate the whole thing, except for the beetle.
You weren't with us at that time.
Right? I was.
You were?
Yeah. Because the Yankee girl, right?
Right. Yeah. And she freaked out, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I would have freaked out too, honestly.
And then they were going to comp her meal or whatever. And Adam, our manager, was trying to get him to comp everybody's meal. You know, and I guess they should have. But she goes, if you could just give me some of a set of these mugs. And they went in the back and got a set of the coffee mugs that we were drinking. That's what she said would make it okay.
So it's so weird. Like, were they new, or that people had used them and they had just washed them?
No, I think they sold a gift set. Like, you could order online a gift set of their mugs.
Yeah.
And she had already looked it up when she saw them on the table. She liked them and looked them up on her phone. Oh, you just give me a set of those mugs.
They're like,
and they came out of the big box of them. Said, here and there.
Honestly, if it's going to get you to shut up, then maybe, because I remember her being very loud about it.
And then, you know, of course, I had to chime in when the guy was going, you know, but all of our, you know, they just, we take a chance because all of our stuff is pesticide free and everything. I go, and that's why. It's why you got beetles in your stuff.
Right.
Because you don't use pesticide, because you're trying to be all environmentally friendly and everything.
Yeah. We like pesticides. Please use them.
Here's the pest you saved.
Yeah.
Right here in my salad.
A big giant beetle crawling around on everybody else's food.
Should I bring my own pesticide?
Spray down the salad. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hi, all. So, I have been saying for, I don't know, probably a few days now, a little bit more than I should, because I'm sure people are sick of hearing me say that I need a beach day. I need just a couple of days to just go sit on the beach in the sun somewhere, and nobody talk to me unless they're saying, hey, did you want me to bring you some more beer out of the house down to the beach? You know, just that serenity now.
Serenity now.
And former intern Haas, he was an intern for so many years because he just wouldn't go away. He just wanted to keep being an intern and working for free until we found out that was illegal. And then he was forced to go get a career. And, I don't know. Can I hear Lindsay?
Oh,
there you are.
Okay. Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you now. He is now a teacher and a coach and Atlanta, I think, somewhere in Georgia. Well, he sent me a video of himself kicked back in one of my favorite restaurants. And he was over in the side where they'll have little bands up on a stage. And he was there having a beverage, enjoying a jazz band. at a place called the Red Bar in Grayton Beach, Florida, which is close to Destin, you know, that whole area.
Okay.
His wife's family, I think, has a place there. They've always gone there. And then, you know, that's where I used to go all the time until the COVID hit and people found out about it. Now, you know, it's so crowded. It's got the, what does Hillary Clinton call them? The deplorables running around there. Right? Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. So he's at one of my favorite places. And he said, every time I come here, I want to send you a text because you're the one who turned me on to this place. Oh. And it was one of those times where, you know, Ace wanted to do the big thing, make a what we call a bit out of something. The fact that I had never been on spring break.
Oh, right. Yeah, remember.
We did sure. that whole thing. He said, he'd never been on spring break. But the truth of the matter was is that Ace always said, if I could just do it one more time, more spring break, man, I love. So he, you know, he wanted that, that last do it again party. He thought that any time, and this was all the way until he died. He thought that if he walked onto a college campus, that he could go into any frat party and blend right in and be the hit of that party.
Absolutely.
You know, 56 years old, sure. he could just walk in and he'd just fit right in. So. He used that as an excuse that TJ's never been on spring break. So we're going to go to Panama City Beach. And then we had it set up. And so we took one night while we were there and drove into Grayton Beach. It's about halfway between Panama City and Destin.
Okay.
And that's why we went to that restaurant. But it just reminded me of all of that.
Yeah.
And we recorded the show at night and then they reran it in the morning. And that's the thing. I know y'all have heard us talk about the story of when Ace passed out in mid sentence on basically on the air. Cause we were recording live to tape and he passed out.
No, I've never heard that.
He'd been drinking all day on the beach. And you know, back then he couldn't hold any, he just literally passed out with the microphone in his hand talking.
Oh my God. I wish y'all had video back then. Oh,
did you let him sleep or did you wake him up and go, "Hey, sweet,
we had to wake him up. We had to finish the show." And you know, he's always funny when I'm not asleep.
You were asleep,
and everybody knew it, and it made the air too. We had to put it up. So
that's funny.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Thank you so much to everybody who has been donating to Peyton's Promise, our charity that is named after Ace's daughter, Peyton, who was killed in a car wreck a few years ago. And, you know, trying to turn something, you know, such a tragedy of Ace's death into a positive. You know, he loved that charity and it was his favorite thing. And so if you do want to make a donation to Peyton's Promise, just go to tjriggins.com. You can find it there, just peytonspromise.org, and it's p-a-y-t-o-n-s, peytonspromise.org. I have two children and they are both adult offspring. One of them is a girl one, and she's 24, and the other one is a boy one, and he's 21. Now, they both think kind of like I do. They have the same mindset of thinking about things kind of, you know, from an off-kilter point of view sometimes in a comedic way. And my daughter came up with a really good observation, Riggins.
Okay.
And then, Lindsay, I don't think you'll find this offensive either, but it's about dog people. Now, my daughter is a huge dog person. I mean, she loves them. But we're only talking about the people who go overboard, you know, with their dogs and doing all of the crazy things with the dogs like we've talked about, you know, so much about how the dogs get spoiled and things. And she said that those dog owners have now become the new cat ladies because, you know, that stereotypical crazy cat lady that dresses her cats up and they has tea parties with them and, you know, all of that extreme stuff.
Yeah.
She said there are more dog people that are doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not your regular dog lovers, not people who treat their dogs, you know, even the people who treat their dogs like humans.
Yeah.
You know, that's too far for me, but she's not even talking about that. But that does, that's pretty profound, I think.
I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah, for sure. And it probably is going to extend as the years go on. That's just going to become more prevalent than the cat lady.
Right. And then I try to expand on the concept of why that is, what's turned that, you know, what has turned so many people like that in our society. And she didn't want to go as far as I wanted to take it, talking about it as a,
no doubt,
you know,
it's like, okay, Dad.
Yeah. She goes, Dad, I really don't think that is Marxism. I said, well, the Marxists, their goal is to tear down the family unit, the traditional values of a family unit. So,
all right, Dad,
you know, and then she's, you know, immediately regretting. I shouldn't even have, I was sharing this with you thinking that you might think it's kind of clever and profound, but
now
it's just kicked off this whole, you know, your Marxist fuse has been lit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What was fun is no longer fun. Thanks
a lot. You ruined it, Dad. You ruined it.
Thanks for nothing.
And she can't just walk away. Like Aiden will just walk away.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Wow. All right. See you later. Where are you going? I'm going to my room.
Anywhere else.
They'll learn one day, though.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
KFC trending this morning. KFC is moving its headquarters from Louisville, Kentucky to Plano, Texas. And this doesn't feel right. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Good for them.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. I know why they're doing it.
Oh, are they for tax reasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't read the whole story, but I saw the headline. I just assumed.
Yeah, it's on CNBC. Yeah. CNBC. So, yeah, it's probably something to do with taxes. But that just feels wrong. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Who doesn't love Texas, you know?
Yeah. Even Plano, Texas. It's not fancy at all. It's just Plano, Texas.
Just Plano, Texas. Now with more chicken. Yeah.
Texas fried chicken.
So the parent company, Yum Brands, is also calling remote workers back to the office in conjunction with this move to Texas. But I don't know. This just feels wrong.
Not all Mexican food is made in Mexico.
Good point. I guess that's a good point.
True.
But and they don't even call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore now. It's just KFC. So I'm sure they'll be fine.
And you know why, Lindsay, why they stopped calling it Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I don't.
Because fried has a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, we all know what it stands for.
Right. Meanwhile, here's the double down, which is two fried pieces of chicken with bacon
with gravy
and cheese
on it. Gravy bowl.
But fried. It's just not a good look
that
for
word
us.
Fried. It was back, I think, in the 90s. They focus grouped the word fried.
That's funny.
And they said it's better just call it KFC anyway, like they say Mickey D's.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, that actually does make a lot of sense.
True Southerners never say Mickey D's, though.
I don't.
No. That's Yankee sounding. Mickey D's.
McDonald's.
So is calling them the Cubbies. Chicago Cubbies.
Upsetting news for Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. Cops say an intruder broke into their home, but like most other celebrity break-ins, they were not at home at the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They've got a bunch of houses. I would feel nervous not never being at my house for months at a time. That would just make me feel uneasy going back in there.
Do you think that Riggins, they have an entire house just dedicated to his hair products?
Yes.
Keith Urban's hair products.
The people fawning over his haircut are delusional. That is the goofiest hair on a male over 40.
You have a weird dislike for him. Most people love him just because he seems like a nice person and all of that
stuff. I don't know anything
about
him.
You just don't like the way he dresses. And
I don't like his hair.
He's goofy.
I don't like his hair. I think he's an incredible guitarist. I don't know about him as a person. I'm sure he's fine.
You don't dislike him like you do Justin Timberlake, like personally dislike
him. I found that kind of so upsetting. But Lindsay, I just heard her gasp. Yeah. She's a big Justin Timberlake fan. After the world piled on him after that Britney memoir, I really felt bad. And then he got a DUI. Mm. It was like all this stuff. I really felt bad for him.
Yeah.
The and world Keith, really piled
on him. What
did Keith
ever do to anybody?
Yeah, nothing. Just that weird page boy haircut. And he's fine. And then something just for Lindsay. Today's National Lash Day. So do you still get fake lashes?
I don't, but I miss them. I don't have time.
What is women's obsession with these, the fake eyelash implant? Like, because I don't even notice.
A lot of them will tell you because that means they don't have to put on mascara every day.
Oh, really?
So they're always looking for a way to cut back on what they do. And that's why they always want to wear pajamas every opportunity they get. They'll be in their pajamas all day.
Yeah, that's accurate. I could roll out of bed and throw on a hat and I would look 50 times better than what I looked. I mean, seriously.
Is that very different than what you do already now?
Yeah. Now I got to do mascara. It just takes longer.
Okay.
Mm.
It's a hassle. Remember, I've had them before.
That's true. Rob's had them too. Oh, we've got
more. Wait, what?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
This woman posted a video the night of Valentine's Day, and she goes, listen, ladies, and she's in her kitchen. She goes, ladies, I know you're all begging for your husband or your boyfriend to cook for you. You need to rethink that, because she shows off her kitchen.
It's a mess.
He has maybe used 8 pots and pans. I'm not kidding. 8 skillets and 3 bowls. And there's a random leak, you know, like a big piece of, you know, like a big vegetable laying on the counter. I mean, it's a disaster.
Oh, my God.
But it was Valentine's Day night. And she's already on her phone like, look at what this idiot did. But I get it.
I get it too.
If you run your household and then somebody else takes over your kitchen, TJ, you're the main. Well, I don't know. Jody cooks a lot too.
If it comes to anything special being cooked,
it's you.
Yeah.
But Lindsay, can you relate to that at all?
100. I have so many stories of walking downstairs the next morning because Kyle goes to bed later than me, and he'll have like a snack after I go to bed. Shredded cheese like on the counter. I'm like,
Yeah, I don't do that. I mean, I clean up after myself, and if I do make a mess while I'm cooking a big meal, I try to clean as I go a little bit, but sometimes things, this kind of stuff I'm cooking is timed out, and you got to go move. And that's why people of my caliber in the kitchen have sous chefs helping them.
Right. Somebody kind of following behind him and just assisting them in any way.
Sure. I mean, would she complain if Gordon Ramsay's over there cooking and he leaves a pot in the sink?
No.
And this woman complaining on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
When the guy was in there trying his best to do something special for her, and she takes to the internet to make fun of him and talk and complain about him.
Yeah.
She's a disgrace. Think about if he did that to her.
I completely agree. He was obviously doing something special. He's got a leak out there. He's like, I don't know what this is. It's calling for it in the recipe. But yeah, I totally agree. She's using the opportunity to make him look like a boob.
Look at this idiot trying to do something special for me on Valentine's Day.
You think this is what you want? No, you don't. It's like, I bet a lot of people, even with the mess, they would still appreciate their husband or boyfriend cooking for them.
Yeah, he should have
made her.
Yeah, he should have made her a plate to go. Here you go. I put it in a to-go box for you.
You take your steak, Diane, and gets to stepping.
Yep. Get on up out of here.
But Jody accused you during your TJ and Jody's House podcast of you not being effective when it comes to cleaning up after cooking. She said that. She goes, no, you do not.
Well, she said that I don't, because I was saying that I cook and clean every time.
Yeah.
And I don't really. I was just aggravating her.
Oh.
That's what that was.
Okay.
Yeah. But if I do clean, I mean, I know how to, I'm do a good job of it. But she always says he's always going to leave one thing out. It doesn't matter. It's just he's going to leave one spoon. He's going to leave one. And so I do it to aggravate her. I always figure sometimes what one thing I'm going to leave out.
This is a master class in gaslighting, what you're doing here.
Well, how I do with pranks. They're always like grenades, you know, they go off later kind of thing.
It was a prank. Yeah.
And every time if boy is or Lainey's home and they're helping me clean up, I'll put that, whatever it is, a salt shaker out there, and I'll go leave that there, and they'll just laugh.
that is diabolical, TJ.
It's fun.
I love it.
Fun for who? You.
Both of us.
Is it fun
then
for her?
Gets to go around and tell everybody, and he's going, and people laugh at her storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
everybody wins kind of thing?
Everything's a bit, Riggins.
Yeah.
Everything's a bit.
Corrected.
But sometimes she'll just start, because the way she is, she'll just start cleaning up automatically after she's cooked. And she'll go, why am I cleaning? I don't know. I'm not even finished eating yet.
I didn't ask you to do
it. Let me finish eating and I'll clean it, but I'm going to finish.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.